June 15th. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Get a move on. In the matter of drudgery. And besides this, add 2 Peter 1:5. You have inherited the divine nature, says Peter in verse 4. Now screw your attention down and form habits. Give diligence. Concentrate. Add means all that character means. No man is born either naturally or supernaturally with character. He has to make character. Nor are we born with habits. We have to form habits on the basis of the new life God has put into us. We are not meant to be illuminated versions, but the common stuff of ordinary life exhibiting the marvel of the grace of God. Drudgery is the touchstone of character. The great hindrance in spiritual life is that we will look for big things to do. Jesus took a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet. There are times when there is no illumination and no thrill, but just the daily round, the common task. Routine is God's way of saving us between our times of inspiration. Do not expect God always to give you his thrilling minutes, but learn to live in the domain of drudgery by the power of God. It is the adding that is difficult. We say we do not expect God to carry us to heaven on flowery beds of ease, and yet we act as if we did. The tiniest detail in which I obey has all the omnipotent power of the grace of God behind it. If I do my duty, not for duty's sake, but because I believe God is engineering my circumstances, then at the very point of my obedience, the whole superb grace of God is mine through the atonement. At one ment. That's the end of Oswald's message. The Lord impressed on my heart not many months ago that my church experience and the experience of most of those around me in my church was not causing people to want to be connected to God. I began to suspect it was an issue of character, and that being coupled with, or maybe exemplified by, the way that we acted as Christians in the marketplace. Character of God is that regardless of the circumstance, good, bad, or indifferent, there will be a contentment associated with it when we know that it is in God's plan and purpose for the event to have occurred. As I began to observe closely my own activities and actions and attitudes in times of stress and strife and anxiety and worry, I began to see that there was little detectable difference, if any, between myself and those beside me in the workplace. If they had someone stricken with cancer, death of a young child, or other issue that is life-threatening, or certainly life-tragic, they would be anxious and worry and upset. I saw little difference in my own reactions to those things. Why God? Why me? Why mine? I began to look more carefully at why my attitudes were no different from those beside me. It became a matter of understanding my character was sorely lacking. It was as though I really didn't believe that my God was sovereign, that my God was large and in charge, and that my God would actually orchestrate circumstances in my life, some difficult, many difficult, not only to test my character, but to enable him to purify my character. The true testimony of the church is not living a holy life, not witnessing to people and winning them to Jesus or converting them, saving them from the gates of hell, and not being a great servant for God. The true testimony of the believer is, as it says in John 13, 34, and 35, that our testimony is our love for one another. But the real test of my faith is my love for my God. Have I truly loved him to the extent that I trusted him as I trusted my father when I was a little child, such that I knew he loved me and he would do everything for me, and everything he did because he loved me. Even the discipline of God, as I saw the discipline of my father in retrospect, was there to draw me closer to him and create in me a heart that was confident that my God would provide only always the best things for me. So if you will take stock in your own life and look and see how you react to the difficult circumstances in life, you may decide to resolve, as Oswald's expressed in this particular message, to work on habits of forming character that shows a difference between us and those who are outside of Christ, that they may see a Christ-likeness in us, who emptied himself, who humbled himself, who always put others first. He was never treated fairly and ended up being crucified brutally, though he deserved none of that. He never cried out for fairness, but he always looked optimistically at his circumstances, and he always had a kind word, a loving word to say to those around him. Lord, may my passion for you and my intimacy with you be so overwhelming for myself that my response to the trials of life become the testimony of love.